This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Bill Norman, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Under the component of sustainability, it was determined that there was a need for the development of accurate current data on the environmental footprint of cotton as a raw fiber production through the textile processing and production of garments all the way through to the end of use on the consumer end. As we began the project, we began to see that there was a large amount of information that was dated going back to the 1970s. In order to do a life cycle assessment, which is what many brands and retailers are now doing to review their product and marketing chains, you have to have a in-depth, up-to-date set of data, which is the life cycle inventory. So the prime focus of this work was to develop a life cycle inventory of data on cotton production through to the consumer end of use of a garment.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
PE America is working with staff of Cotton Incorporated, gathered data that would fit into the needs of anyone that wants to conduct a life cycle assessment. Again, this is in-depth data on energy use during production, irrigation water use during the textile process, energy use during that process, all the way through to the end of life of a garment. A number of areas we found that cotton worked very well in and has a very good record. There are some areas that we need to perform some additional work and re-energize and redirect our emphasis where we can improve. We feel that we have a very good set of information. The goal of being able to register this information in the international registries that house this sort of information so that anyone that wants to conduct a life cycle assessment of a product that contains cotton would be able to go to that data set and have a very good, reliable set of information so that their life cycle assessment is accurate.
Cut three. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
We were looking at what is the footprint of cotton, looking at not only here in the U.S., but also in other production regions of the world, looking at not only textile production in any one particular country, but in several of the key countries internationally, looking at what their actual mills consume in terms of energy use and water and that sort of thing. So this was not just a U.S.-based project. This is looking at some of the major production areas of the world, developing that information. This has been a very thorough, more than a year-long project.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The project is just being completed. We are scheduled to have some presentations in some international venues. So this material will be coming out in the next few months and published and made public. And there's a process that we need to go through as we follow the ISO International Standards Organization procedure so that this information qualifies for inclusion in the international registries for life cycle analysis. But the full report has been completed and it's finished its review, and so public presentations will begin for the next couple of months.